come closer to the end of this man, I feel more pressure to share my wisdom with you and to leave you with some practical ideas as we go to Ben Hazmanim. As you know, everybody has the Yetzer Hara, and there are certain things that we do in a better way and some things we do in not such a good way. I like to think that at least we'd be smart. If we're going to do Averis, we might as well do the Averis for Saloinsov, that it pays, if there's such a thing. I don't know if there's such a thing. But I'm always looking around at some of the Averis for dummies, a certain Averis that just doesn't make any sense. It's not Kedai. And I'd like to point out a couple of them to you today. I'm sure nobody here does any dumb Averis. But some of the things are so right from sensical that the person wonders why anybody would do certain things. One of my simplest dumb Averis are the people, you go to a wedding, you see people who are benching, and the roll that they ate is less than a kazayis of it is eaten. And they're benching. Like, who wants to bench? Most people prefer not to bench anyhow. So it's just such a strange aveira. People sit down at a meal. And they eat pokas with kazayis of bread. Protect the achilles press. You have to eat kazayis to the achilles press in order to bench. So it's a very strange kind of an aveira where you have a person who, just because he doesn't use his seichel, is going to come lasid lava, and you know they're going to walk in with his benching, and they have a scale, you know, one scale with your mitzvahs, one scale with your aveiras, and here you're going to walk in with your benching, and the malach is going to put it on the aveira side. Brochus levatola, it's a heavy aveira. And you're going to say, malach, you made a mistake, you know, benching goes on the mitzvah side. So yeah, that's when it's not a bracha l'vatala. When it's a bracha l'vatala, it goes on the Aveira side. It's like, it just doesn't make sense, because nobody wants to bench anyway. Meaningless in a kezayis, it just takes certain presence of mind. Really, the Mishnah Berurah advises that a person shouldn't be mafsik when he eats, still eats a kezayis. When you wash, eat right away a kezayis. It's not halach. The halach is, you swallow a mashu, you're allowed to... You're allowed to speak. But still, it just doesn't make sense. Somebody's sitting at a table at a wedding. You look around the table and come out, there's nobody there eligible to bench. The whole thing is washing and a little nibble of something, and they say, who? So I think at least this is one that everybody could be in agreement upon. It's kind of a silly type of an aveira to do. What? Tisidayim actually needs kebeya. Machlekes to Rosh and the Rif, if Tisidayim needs kebeya or kezayis, and we paskin that you don't make a bracha on Tisidayim. So actually, somebody who is less than a kezayis, chafsarayin a double aver. On Tisidayim levatola, and all the brachas levatola, but no mother levatola. Did he really? There's a Ritvan Chulin that talks about this, whether when you wash, you plan to eat, you make on Tisidayim, whether that's enough of a matir. That's enough to be matir or not, so be that as it may. What? How much of a square matzah do you need? The same amount as Pesach by night. Same kazayas, no? Just Pesach by night, it's one daraisa. Here it's a bunch, right? Never use a square matzah. Well, I think with square around, it's probably the same amount in total. How much of a square matzah? Most of it, for sure. Anyways, it's just a nonsensical thing. I know that in years ago, I don't know how it was when you guys were in Torah R, Rav Scheinberg, they had a policy in Torah R that you're not allowed to eat breakfast after 9 a.m. You're not allowed to eat breakfast in the dining room. So guys went in anyway. They went in to eat anyway. So Scheinberg hang up a sign, whoever eats after 9 o'clock, don't make a bracha and don't bench. Because Peitzeya Beirech Niyetz Hashem, when you eat stolen food, it's a bracha levatola. So if you're coming in to eat after 9 o'clock, don't wash, don't bench. Some people would see that as an enticement, you know. But you know, Stolifer is one thing, but not in Avenger, you know, like it. Anyway, the point again is that you might as well save these things for the right time. The worst thing is when it's a mitzvah that turns into an aveira. Now here I'd like to point out to you a mitzvah that turns into an aveira, which is a very serious issue. I brought the Chafetz Chaim's Sefer Geder Oilam. They published Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. It includes a lot of the small svarim that the Chafetz Chaim printed. And Geder Oilam, Perek Shishi, he talks about the following very silly aveira, which just comes again from people not having presence of mind. When you make a bracha, and there's a woman sitting in front of you with her hair uncovered, or with tefach b'isha uncovered, she wears short sleeves, or something of that nature, that bracha is an aveira. To make a bracha in front of an erva is an iser, an aveira. A married woman whose hair is uncovered, or even if it's covered, just the tefach up, the snood is a tefach up, and the women know it. I know they know it, that it's not right. As soon as I'm walking down the block, they say good morning to me, the first thing is their hands shoot to the tichels, you know, to cover themselves. So, lamaisa, the halach is that a tefach b'isha is an erva. That's ma'akiv. If you make a bracha, it turns from a bracha to an aveira. Sometimes we used to have a neighbor on the block, a divorced woman. I don't judge her. It's a big etzar. She's divorced. She stopped covering her hair after she got divorced. So I told my children, she used to eat Shabbos meals by us, that they have to know when they make a bracha, or they bench, or they sing zmiras and say to Shem Hashem, you have to turn away from her. We used to try to sit her strategically, so that, you know, nobody has this issue. If I have a guest, I have to whisper to the guest that, you know, it's a problem. I make kiddush, I turn to the side. It's again, it takes a mitzvah, it turns into an aveira. It's such a silly aveira. Why would anybody want to take his mitzvahs and turn into an aveira? What?
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. There's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The halacha is yisal kenel litzdod, and you have to turn to the side. We pass and you have to turn to the side. Bishas hatchak with saimach on closing your eyes. Ramesh has a tshuva that someone is on a train and wants to learn on the train. And a train, especially this time of the year, doesn't help turning to the side, because whichever side you turn, there seem to be problems. So Ramesha writes, it's also an identical letter in the Krein Adigmas of the Stifler. They write that when you're on the train or on the bus, so Bishas Hatchak, it could be Seimech on covering. Rav Scheinberg, when he lived in New York, used to take a large newspaper, New York Times. He used to learn on the train, he used to hold the paper up in front of him. On the inside, he had a sefer.
Make sure
the problem is, it was the same newspaper ready for 6 years. They had the same newspaper he took with him on the train to yeshiva. So he had like a 6-year-old newspaper, you know, every day he's reading the same newspaper. So he would open the newspaper, make up a sheet in front of his eyes, and inside he had whatever notes, whatever sefer he had. So if you have the courage to do it, that's the best thing to do, you know. Go with the paper. So. Close your eyes on an airplane. It comes up. So b'shas tzadchak, you can rely on closing your eyes. What?
The person might get embarrassed. Though. See, that's maybe the point.
I'm sorry, get embarrassed. You're going to do a bracha of atosh, you get embarrassed.
I went to the Baal Shul in my house.
Yeah. You try to be smart. You try to do it smart. So what's the age for small children? So most Paiskim hold is the age for when a girl's, and when a body develops in a feminine way. It's a little unclear because they're pachka with their kids, they dress them up like dolls already when they're 7, 8, 9 years old, they start dressing them up. And it's hard to know when there's anything really feminine about the person or not. That's not exactly what I plan to do, is to investigate this. But at some point in that, you know, I guess in the 9-10 range, that it's ma'akiv. There are poskim that hold, after 3 years old, a tefach b'isha erva. They are placing that all the way in the Chafetz Chaim says to be Chayshishver. So really, even after three, a person should be Chayshishver. Right, Paiskin, including even the Chazayin Ish, say it's when the woman's body starts to develop. So whatever age that is, you have this halacha of Tefach B'Yishayahu, and it's Ma'akiv. When women are not careful to cover their hair properly, this idea, Ramesh has the tshuva, he's come to explain the Rashba. The Rashba says, a small amount of hair, ma'at ha-yaitse makes some ason, some ason was the tichel, small amount of hair that sticks out is mutter. So Pashit, you learn that, you know, tiyavsha, little hair sticks out. Ramesh holds that up to two etzbois is mutter. Since tefach b'yisha'erva, two etzbois, half a tefach, the forehead is two tefachim across. So Moshe makes a cheshbon that the Rashba is mat here up to two etzbois up. You're allowed to make a bracha facing such a thing. Well, the size, that's probably what the Rashba meant. The little that you can't help. Ramesh, that's what some sefer says. Ramesh writes that it's up to two etzbois, not including two etzbois. There's no woman who goes with just under two etzbois. The women have over one etzba. You know, everybody goes halfway up the head. It's just a fact, the way it is in Brooklyn. Maybe in Brock, they go exactly up to two etzbois. Although I doubt they would take the Chazon Ish shear for this, for the two etzbois. But my point is that it's such a dumb avera. I want to read to you from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is not the world's biggest kanoi. I read it from a kanoi, it would be one thing. He's talking about your wife. Your wife, you're allowed to look at your wife. There's no wisdom to look at your wife. Your mother, you're allowed to look at your mother. Even if a hair is uncovered, there's no yisa'erba. But you're not allowed to make a bracha facing even the erba hamutter lo. Even if the erba is mutter to you, it's also to make a bracha facing such an erba. Someone goes to sleep at night. His wife in the sleeping in bed, she turned over and part of her body is uncovered. So if you say Kriya Shema, you have to turn your body the other way. You saw Kenel Estadim. You have to turn the other way not to face it. So here, the Chafetz Chaim is talking about a person's wife. He says the following: Afilu Meleches Pruas Roish Rak Bebeis Olavat. Even if she goes over the hair uncovered, only in the house. The Loi Bishuk has shown that outside. Al Kopanim Hi Makalkeles Bezeh L'Chol Dove Kedusha Shuhu Oimer Ba'Oidei Bechayev. He messes up a lifetime's worth of brachas that he makes in her presence. Hanuk Fiya Hergel, Kolish Fish Bebesai, Mespalel, Mavorech Hamoitzi, Berkas Hamazin, Vichola Brachis, Vilikris Betaira, Vikasha Moitli Zark Shishta Helechis Bebesa Puas Reish, Shalaylam Shum Diver Kedusha Kenegda. So he writes, the Chafetz Chaim writes, that it's a big kilkel. Vayashav Adab Benafsha, you have to realize the Chafetz Chaim is talking. Ayashav Adam Menashe, you shouldn't think, lema to say, Kavar Demarti La Pomim Vishalash. I told her two, three times. Veneneshem Esli, Mali Ladaber Oid Binyan Zan. Let me see what I'm saying, the Hebrew, right? His verse says, I already told her, what's the purpose? Is Bainin Hodam Ba'atsmai. Mhayim Isnai came, Shayarayish Ishtai Mekakelas, Kolasak of Shalaisa. If his wife had messed up his whole business, Bavadeho Yitzoyek Mar Oleha. He would scream bitterly to her, Laima ma tasu, levad she not misayayasli, oi te kalkali, komet yasi, ba ma nichya, ni vachal anje besi. Hayim nomus mnei shtuscha. This is what he's saying, you should tell your wife. I don't know if you should phrase it exactly this way, but hayim eschakim, vachal mi yeitz, ala harf lefanya, az gaito shtusa, pam baloshin racha, pam baloshin kasha. Okay, in your name. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the best way to go about this is. But certainly the underlying idea that Lachem Eves, and he portrays it later the way I portrayed it, that a person is going to come to the Eimadin, and they're going to bring in all of his mitzvahs, all of his brachis, those hashiyotas he made in the house, he always made brachis. And they're going to put it on the wrong side of the scale. Because when you're putting in the Averis, it's a mitzvah. It's like a double loss. You know, it's not on the mitzvah side, it's on the Averis side. So it's something that, it's like a silly Averis. So at the very least, you should know to turn to the side. It's a simple halacha. These halachas are in Hilchas Kriya Shema and Mishnah Berurah, and then in Chelek Aleph, the end of Hilchas Kriya Shema. He has the halachas of Erva. That's where it's mentioned in the Gemara, in connection to Kriya Shema, as it's mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, in connection to Kriya Shema. And it's something you have to know. So you have to be aware of. The kilkul is big in our time. There's another din that's not well known. I think you know that koil b'isha erva, that you're familiar with, that the woman singing also has a din erva. The iser to say divrei Torah lefneha erva is even while a woman is singing. Let's say a man is home, just him and his wife. They want to sing smiras together. It's fine, you can sing smiras together. But don't say the Shem Hashem, don't say a pasuk. You're not allowed to say divrei Torah k'neged an erva. Erva could be mutter to you. You're allowed to look at the erva, you're allowed to sing, you're allowed to listen to us singing. It's totally mutter. But you're not allowed to say divrei Torah k'neged an erva. So just like you're not allowed to say divrei Torah k'neged an erva that you see, k'neged an erva that's singing, if a wife is singing with you, so again, just say Hashem, don't say Hashem's name. What? So again, at what age? The question of what age? She has a din erva. It's the same age as I said before. So I'm not sure what age, but the point again is that it's such a silly thing. Well, I say Hashem's name and get an aveira. Might as well say Hashem and not get an aveira. No, only divrei Torah. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. You say Hashem Shabbos Avinu Avas. We're talking. It happens to be all the old Tmiris are Napsutim. All the old Klal Yisrael's Tmiris are Napsutim. It's only the last 50 to 100 years that the intellect of the people who write psalms has digressed to the point where they have to use psukim, because they can't write original things. They're the ones who are who make songs, Al-Tamid HaChafan and Taka, they have their own words for it. But the I don't know, why do they have to take psukim? Let them take the Chumash, let them take wherever they get the tools from, let them get the words from that they can't do. But anyway, whatever it is, my point is, it's such a silly aveira. Might as well not say Hashem's name, say Hashem. You make kiddush, you just have to be aware of it. You turn to the side. It's a wasted aveira, and you don't have to be a lamdin. You just have to know the simple halacha that I'm telling you today. The halacha I'm telling you today is true today, it'll be true in 20 years, in 40 years. It's halacha psuka. I'm not reading you a chazanish
shkobra. Yeah, you have a few people sitting together like that,
we'll call you in to figure out which voice. If it's chaviv, then it's trei koli mishtami. It has to be not chaviv to you. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there are certain cases. But why bother? Why say God's name and rely on a head there, a bunch of ladies? You might as well just, what? The Haggadah? No, they chanting. Chanting is not singing. Chanting is not singing. Singing is singing. Jack and Jill went up the hill is not, that's not singing. Jack and Bill and up the
hill.
Oh, they sing, sir. They sing. It's an issue. Look, I'm not making these things up. I'm just pointing them out to you. So
it's only where Hashem's name is, right?
It's only Hashem's name or a pasuk. The one of the new silliest aveiros, and this is really what brought it to mind. Last night at a chasana, I was going just for the dancing, so I went to Mincha Maariv, an early Mincha Maariv. So a person runs into Mincha, I mean, he's in the middle of something, no? He goes to daven. So I don't understand that he had a smartphone. It wasn't smart. And the whole davening, he was playing with a smartphone. Playing with the phone. I'm still with the book, Mephoshes. That's what I figured. I was trying to be Malamed Slizzi. He was sitting right near me. And I was trying to be Malamed Slizzi, probably a doctor. No, he was texting the sender. He was busy. Then it kept on ringing, you know, and the person texted back, so it rang in the middle. So I don't know, you know, in class I understand. Sometimes it gets a little boring, people pull out there. But in the middle of davening, like, I was really literally thinking about this fellow that is a kamasid lavai, and I'll have today's mincha. Why did he schlep to shul? Why did he bother? Why did he bother davening? The whole davening is one big aveira. It's one big bezayin to the whole davening. What does he have from it? Mistam Shemin Esrei, I didn't look. Mistam Shemin Esrei, possibly he wasn't texting. But for what? See, I don't understand. Why does a person go to daven? Why does a person go to daven? He believes that there's something there. No, he believes that there's something there. So what could be important enough in this phone to knock off your daven? Someone explain it to me. Like, he's really going to daven. So what could be important enough that connected to davening, I have this Yetzer Hara to text what? Like, what is it already? Maybe... I was thinking, I was really sitting there thinking, it's a Nisayim for me to be Muhammad Sus. Muhammad Sus, he must be a doctor, and somebody's not well, and you know. The after Milcha, I went home. So my wife wasn't ready to leave yet. It's not Lashon Hara, it's just the way it was. So I came back for Maariv, an early Maariv. So he's Vaita, the whole Maariv, you know. The Vaita must have been a big Sakona. He should have ran, you know, he should have gone down already and then taken care of it. So, you know. I went to the chasana, literally, it was a chasana, in the corner of chasana with the davening Maariv, the person had his smartphone, and he had Maariv, Valvig. So he says Maariv Aravim, then he puts his finger on it, and the emails come up. As soon as the chasana says Maariv Aravim, he puts his finger, and he gets Ahavas Olam. And then he finishes Ahavas Olam, and he puts his finger, and he gets his emails again. It was like back and forth, and you know how fiercely dominant weddings. It's very chaotic. I'm telling you, I should have taken out my phone and videoed the whole davening by this guy. The problem is my phone doesn't have video capability. But I should have videoed his marriage. It would be a joke. Sometimes I think, in Shemayim, the Beit Sifta Derekiah, they have recess or not? Anybody know? They have recess upstairs. What? Miyatzicha. They have all recess. So for entertainment, they probably have comedy. So all they need for comedy is some real life situations. I mean, you look at this guy. Funniest thing. See, I should have videoed him, and the son should have videoed me and Nilamara videoing him doing this. It was, but you know, Bishas Maisa, it's especially Yetzer Hara. A person goes to a shiur for an hour, for half an hour. The truth is, we fool ourselves that we can concentrate on two things at a time. The guy pulls out his thing, he plays it for a minute, he loses track of the whole shit. But he feels, he knows what's going on. He came running down, you know, she really lost the whole cheshbon. Like you talk on the phone, and while you talk on the phone, you check your emails. I'm on a show. If there's nothing important there, okay. There's something important, so you lose track of your conversation. Like, it depends who you're talking to, sometimes it doesn't matter. But the silliness of it is what gets me. The silliness, the person already went to shul, he's a mashriach, he went. I'm talking about being dumb, I'm not talking about being fool. The dumbness shabai, you know, the chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Rav Pam used to say, some mitzvahs, chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. He meant medav zayn frum, medav zayn klum, that was his expression. You think you have to be frum? You have to be have brains, you have to have seichel. The silliness of this type of an Aveira is beyond me. Why would a person, why go to shul? If the shul, like V'achalai Be'avesu, was going to be on the wrong side of the... So I don't know. I don't get it. There are a couple of silly things that take guts. I mentioned sometimes in my house, when people come to my house for Shabbos Suda, that to be Yaitza Kiddush, you really have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. If you're in a room and someone makes Kiddush, you're not Yaitza Kiddush. If a person makes Kiddush, you don't know what he's saying. I mean, you would know if you listened. But if he was saying Abdullah instead of Kiddush, you wouldn't notice it. Like Chazor HaShatz. A chazan makes a mistake. Sometimes people do notice and don't notice. Usually you have a room of 100 people, 2-3 people notice. Why those 2-3? I don't know if it's potluck, they happen to be listening, or what, but if you're in the room, you're not Yaitzah. So also, a person grows up, he's at his parents' house, he is Kiddush, and you assume, you know, you're going to come to the Yom HaDin. Like, you know, everyone knows, we have certain Nisayans, the Futayras and the Nisayans, and other, but Kiddush? Like, you figure if you have 52 weeks to the year, you have 52 Kiddush Dereises, no? A person comes, he's not there. I think that people should have the guts to make their own Kiddush. Make your own Kiddush. If you find it hard to concentrate, make your own Kiddush. I remember the big news in Yeshiva about 30 years ago. The Rav Moshe Wolfson, the Mashgiach in Handy Yeshiva, had his wife say Kiddush with him. People went, they saw it. His wife said the words of Kiddush with him. Now, I don't know the background to it, but I assume that he chapped at some point. Which is not paying attention. And he said, say the words with me. If you say the words, by the way, even if you daydream, you yaitzi. I'm not saying it's recommended, but even if you daydream, you say the words, you yaitzi. Because the yaitzi would say, Shemea Kaina requires concentration. So, have the courage to. The case in front of you is also good. But, just something to be aware of. Havdalah maybe is a big in the side. Havdalah, people are thinking where they're going. It's a big in the side. Probably Kiddush is a big in the side for the ladies. They're busy thinking about serving. But the Shabbos is a big in the side for the guys. They're busy thinking where they're running. So these are all part of the Nisyan Yisachar. And some of the... It's just dumb. It was dumb. The Kiddush is easy mitzvah. No, easy mitzvah. A person will come up and find you... He, most of his kiddush he missed. Here's another one. Say Tachnun. Anybody likes to say Tachnun? Some people like to. Most people, no. So what do people do? They say Tachnun, especially Monday and Thursday. They say a bunch of half psukim, two words here, two words there. It's not physically possible to say the whole Monday Tachnun in the time a shul does it. It's not possible to say the Yayim in the time a shul does it. It's just not possible. I try to say all the words of the Yayim. I'm a lady and I once read that Levim should be careful. So I try to say the whole Yayim. I never finish the Yayim in time for the Chazan. I remember I was in Monroe for a summer. I went to Satmar to Davin. I thought, wow, the Mahadur is saying the Yayim. I could finish the whole Yayim. Later I noticed that they say that whole page, Yaakov B'chuv and Elcha, you know, say the whole page and the Yayim, with Hoshienu, so it gives me enough time to say the Yayim. And I'd rather say the words already for many years, so I even know the words. It's not like, you know, when you start, you'll see. Try, now Friday's Yayim and Shabbos is Yayim, don't count, because you say it a lot of times, even Sundays. Try on Monday to say every word in the Pasuk in the Yayim. It's going to be very hard. Your mouth doesn't do it. Your mouth skips words automatically. The mouth is on economy class, you know. It's like, and you'll see, it automatically skips words. Now, Tachnun is like this. I recommend the following. The two important parts of Tachnun. The most important part of Tachnun is what? Is Nefilas HaPayim. Tachnun is Nefilas HaPayim. If you shmir esrei, Nefilas HaPayim, that's supposed to be mafsik. I'm supposed to speak, even if you're waiting for Chazar Sashat. Shemoneh Esrei, Nefilas HaPayim is a hemshuch of Shemoneh Esrei. Say Nefilas HaPayim properly. You'll miss part of the rest of Tachnun. It's okay. Hashamnu Bagadnu, for those who daven Nusra Sfar. Hashamnu Bagadnu, Vidui is a big thing. I try to say all the words of Hashamnu. I don't know about you, like I have an Aveira to think about by Hashamnu. I want you to know it's years since I ever said by Shakras and Nintza, Keler Chapayim. I say Hashamnu Bagadnu one at a time. If they had to say Keler Chapayim, they say give me this. You never say Keler Chapayim. Because if you say Hashamnu Bagadnu slowly, the Chazan is up to Misham Nemar already before you can say the whole Keler Chapayim. The same thing Monday and Thursday. See, Tachnun is not like the rest of Davin. Birchas Kriya Shema, you have to say every word. You can't say, I'll say half of it with Kavanah. No deal. Birchas Kriya Shema, you're Mechoyim. Shmid Esrei. You're Mechoyim. Shema, you're Mechoyim. By Tachnon, it says, Toyma'at b'kavona meharbishalei b'kavona. So what I do is on Monday and Thursday, I say it slowly, b'urachum, I say slowly. And as far as I get, I get. I try to say it b'kavona. As far as I get, I get. I'm not mashing if the davening. He says, Toyma'at b'kavona. So of course it's better if you mashing if the davening. Then no one's going to do it. No one's going to do it. But it is, of course, it's better. It's Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Tachnunim is Toy Ma'at B'Kavona, Mahar B'Shalai B'Kavona. I'll put in this line, Toy Ma'at Shalai B'Kavona, Mahar B'Shalai B'Kavona.
That's what it
is. What?
That's what it comes to Slicha from the Kavona.
It comes to Slicha. But I'm telling you, I recommend there are certain things. I have my list of pet peeves. There's Tachnun, not possible to say the whole thing. The Yayin. Aleinu also. Aleinu, not shy to say the whole Aleinu. In most places, at the time they say Aleinu. And then, if the Shemer Amo Yisrael La'ad, Baruch Hashem La'ilam, Amen V'Yamein, don't bother. Don't bother, just stop Shemer Yisrael La'ad and wait. Don't bother. Why should you say a half a thing? And I don't know, you're allowed to say half a thing. Skip half the words. If you say half a pasuk, it's not possible to paskei Moshe, not my paskei. Don't bother, don't say it. If you're not going to really say it, don't say it. And if you can really say it, so you'll be saying it into the Kaddish. I'll tell you, try it. I'm not... this doesn't make sense. Nobody likes to say it. So either say it or don't say it. Why say it in a way that's a makalkum? These are my pet peeves. Now, I have this old problem. Everybody complains about things that other people do. You notice that I'm telling you, I'm making fun of everybody else. I'm making fun of myself. I took it aside, and I don't text during that. So I want to tell you the dumbest aveira I do, that I'm willing to admit publicly to. The dumbest thing in the world. I go to shul, I daven Shemoneh Esrei. I really believe God listens to Shemoneh Esrei. I don't get it. In Milah Shemoneh Esrei, I daydream. It's the dumbest thing, because if in Milah Shemoneh Esrei I make a cheshbin that's useful, it'd be one thing. But here I am, Milah Shemoneh Esrei, every day when I start Shemoneh Esrei, I'm determined this is going to be a good one. Every time. Almost every time. And then I start daydreaming, you know, sometimes before Magen Avraham, sometimes after Magen Avraham. It makes no sense. No sense. So what do you do about it? Huh? What do you do about it? Terrible, no? So at least you have Kavanah to Magen Avraham, you know, there's no Bracha Levatala. So I don't know. I try, every time I daydream in Shemoneh Esrei, afterwards I tell myself, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Emunah and Rabbi Mishalev, to believe in God. Now, I can't point to God, I can't show him to you, I can't prove there's a God. To me, it's logical that this world didn't come around on its own, but apparently there are some people who may think differently. I don't know. So how can I prove that there's a God? I don't know about a God, but I could prove there's a Yetzirah. You know why? He asked me to stand and think about anything for 3, 4, 5 minutes. I could do it. He asked me to stand up and think about... think about the shir I'm going to give. Or think about the Yankees. Not today's Yankees. I can think about anything. I have enough seichel to stand. And as soon as I start to think about davening, I can't do it for 2 minutes. You don't know what that feels like, right? No, 2 minutes you can manage, but that's right. Occasionally I tell myself, I'm just going to say the words real fast while I'm having kavana. Sometimes it works. You ever try? That's right. So I'm dying, especially when I'm down with a seeking. I tell myself, well, the seeking I'm going to waste. So I just say the words real quickly before I can think of anything else. Sometimes it works. I kind of try it. When it doesn't work, at least I try to use it to be mechazik me'emunah. Mechazik me'emunah. There's got to be a bayrayah. There's got to be a yetzahara. It doesn't make any sense that 3 times a day I should struggle to be able to have kavana for 2 minutes straight, or 3 minutes straight. I don't know. I'm still working on it. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. Someday I'm going to master it, and I'll have kavana every Shmini Esrei, all the way through. I'm not giving up. Don't give up. Anyway, these are dumb aveiras. The dumbest aveira by all. I wanted to tell you about a good example of a dumb aveira. It was a bar mitzvah boy in shul. His father wanted him to lay, so they practiced from a tikkun all the time. A few days before the bar mitzvah, it turned out the boy had to admit to his father that whenever he sat with him with the tikkun, he was looking on the side that has nekudas and truff. Like, he was brilliant. Such a smart guy, you know. He was looking on the side, so it was really a few days before he had to admit to his father he couldn't make him say for Torah. And here his father, like night after night, was practicing with him. Pretty dumb, no? Every night. Practicing on the wrong side. So we do more or less the same thing in different forms. At any rate, the dumbest thing that a person can do is to get angry, to lose himself in anger. By far and away, the dumbest thing you could do, and the biggest comedy. If in Shemayim they show something comical of somebody losing himself in anger, especially in his own home, in his own family, all he's doing is a klal gadol. If you're angry and you say something to your wife in anger, let's say she's not ready in time, you say something in anger, it takes you twice the amount of time just to fix it. Like, you don't gain time by it always takes at least twice as much time and apologies as it takes to be angry. But anger is such a dumb thing. It's such a silly thing. People, and especially if you take a video of someone who's angry, the face, sometimes if you're sitting somewhere in a public arena and you see somebody who's angry, you have to sit back and watch him. Just watch him. Don't get emotionally involved. Just the comedy shabai. Very, very funny. So if you gain something, at least it will be something. At any rate, as I told you, we're coming to the end of this month. So I want to give you things that you can remember me with. No? Things to remember. So try these things. Try all of them. Try some of them. These are, I'm not even telling you hard things. I'm telling you, don't veg. It's hard. Don't say Hashem's name if you see it, so that's hard. These are easy things. So Baruch Hu Mishmei Esrei. Kavana Shmei Esrei, that's hard. That's something I can do. At any rate, these are some of the, like I say, from the news you can use department. Some ideas to make work. Naturally, it doesn't make any sense to come to yeshiva, walk into the Beis Medrash, and spend your morning schmoozing. Would that make any sense? Like, why bother coming to yeshiva? You can get a job, you can deliver groceries on your corner, make some money. Why would anybody come to yeshiva just to schmooze? If you move out to others also. That's not a gift anybody here this morning. No? Anybody here? Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. There's an idea. Some aveiros are taiva. It's a taiva. We all have a taiva. We know there'll be some aveiros on that side of the scale. But the silly aveiros, those don't make sense. The silly things that don't make any sense. Make the daf sein froh, the daf sein klug, it takes a little bit of intelligence. A good Shabbos, everybody.